This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 9th. God's word to you today is true dominance. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11, and it says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. I would advise everyone to actively put on all the weapons the Bible outlines in Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 18, in order to combat Satan's antics. However, some of us need to pay attention to specific areas of our armor. For instance, the belt of truth or the sword of the Spirit. Some people cannot quote God's word in battle because they do not know the word. Some of us need to work on our faith so that our shield of faith will always be lifted high. Daniel did not give up before the answers he was praying for came through, and there is so much we can learn from that. All this points to how secure Daniel was in God, and that is deeply instructive. Yesterday, we listed some lies that people easily believe. The reason why I'm drawing our minds back to that list is this. Daniel did not believe in any of those lies, showing us again that it is possible to live above lies. The power to live above lies comes from a rich relationship with God, and in our case, the Holy Spirit. Daniel believed that God is real, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Daniel was a slave and a servant to many kings. I mean, bad things had happened to Daniel considering his history. But Daniel offered up himself for God to use. Daniel understood that with God, one man can make a difference. So Daniel engaged heaven and changed the story of Israel in his generation. It was because Daniel believed that the Bible, God's word, can be trusted. That is why he was able to engage the supernatural and stay there. Daniel 9 verses 2 and 3 says, "I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord, as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting." No one can take such a position without faith in God's word. Daniel did not wait to be elected into office before he took a stand for God. Daniel evidently trusted God with his life, and God consistently positioned Daniel for the best and made him the preferred. In direct response, Daniel pursued God's pleasures to such great lengths that they became his own pleasures too. You cannot trust God with your life, but you want the outcome of people that have trusted God with their own lives. Trust God with your own life, and you would love your life. Daniel stood against popular opinion. This brought him many troubles. But to heaven, Daniel was precious in God's eyes. What can be better than that? Let us pray. God, you are my Father. You are a spirit, and I am a spirit. I will influence the supernatural, and I will be relevant in the spiritual realm. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.